But we got to say hello to the captain, Roman Josi of the Nashville Predators. He joins us now on the program. Roman, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic. Appreciate you doing this. Overall, I really like what I've seen out of your hockey club as of late, and I know you guys do too. I know last night wasn't what you were looking for. I heard you say it and Andrew Rennett say it that both teams were a little flat in the first. You liked your second, but ultimately they were able to get a couple of goals that just let things get away from you. What was your assessment?
Yeah, I mean, that's right. I felt like the first period wasn't great, maybe on either side. But they obviously got two quick ones, and then I felt like we played a little better in the second. Had a little push, got a goal, but yeah, those two, they got another two quick goals, which were tough to come back from. But it definitely wasn't our best game, but now we're playing a lot of games, so got to look at it, but then got to move on, and we got two big games before Christmas.
Your team's had a lot of swagger. You've had a lot of success lately. I mean, obviously, UC Saros has helped you out, and Kevin Lincoln and two on some of those. But how can you use last night as, you know, some areas to learn from and improve from?
Well, I think it's pretty clear, like, for us, like, the way we have to play to win games. And I think when we play like last night, it doesn't give us a good chance to win. And I think we all know that. I think we have to play a certain way. We're not one of those teams who can play at 80 or 90% and get away with a win. So yeah, we got to go out there and play 100% and play fast and play with speed. And I think games like last night, or even before when we had that winning streak, the game against Mini, they kind of show you that what you need to do to be successful. And I think we have a pretty good sense of that by now.
We're talking to the captain, Roman Josi, this morning on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Roman, I'm fascinated by scouting and preparation time. I know you guys fly to Philadelphia today. Will you take a look back at the Vancouver game sometime today or tomorrow while prepping for Philadelphia? How does this all work?
Well, we're not skating today. We don't have practice this morning, so we're just going to meet at the plane. And I think we'll probably look at some things tomorrow morning. I don't think we have a meeting today, but we'll probably look at some things that we can do better tomorrow morning. But yeah, normally we look at it the next day if we have practice, and if not, we look at it in the morning on game day, and it's pretty quick. I think there's some things you look at to correct, and then they're also you're trying to prepare for the next opponent.
Is it different when you're preparing for a team in the Eastern Conference? You only see twice here as opposed to a team like Vancouver. Vancouver, it seems like you play 18 times a year.
I know. Yeah, I mean, I think towards the end of the season it gets a little different. But early in the season, every year a team is a little different. So Vancouver is the one team we played three times already now. But I think we're done with them. But yeah, Eastern is definitely a little different. I mean, some of the style sometimes is a little different in the East. It's a lot of speed, a lot of up tempo hockey, where the West might be a little bit more physical sometimes. So there's definitely some difference between teams.
Nice. I know this is the dad's trip, the annual dad's trip. You're taking your brother with you. How much fun is this going to be?
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I mean, the dad's trip is so much fun. It's always a highlight for all the guys and for all the dads. My dad's been on, I don't know, 8 to 10 dad trips, and unfortunately can't make it this year, but my brother's going to be there, which is a ton of fun too. And yeah, we're all looking forward to it.
We're talking to Predators captain Roman Josi here on the Chasing Big Joe Show. And, you know, I know a lot of people have focused on your teammate Philip Forsberg and, you know, his overtime heroics, the goals he's been scoring. But you're putting together a nice season yourself. How do you feel like your game has been developing to this point?
Yeah, good. I think like everyone else, I think we all tried to adjust a little bit to the new system. Everything was new for us, and just getting into the groove early in the season. And I felt like it took me a couple of games to really get into season and play up to my potential. But yeah, it's been so much fun recently. I mean, we obviously been winning a lot of games, and just the way we play as a team. It's been pretty awesome. It's been a lot of fun. So many guys stepping up, and it's just fun to be part of, and just seeing everyone grow, the young kids and even the older guys. I mean, going through some growing pains maybe early in the season, and then just trying to figure it out. So it's just been a lot of fun.
What is the biggest difference in your mind in this system and in what you were playing previously?
I think just from like a defense standpoint, I mean, I feel like we're playing a lot of times as a defenseman. When you get the puck, the main goal is to get it up to the forwards and get it up as soon as you can. And our forwards kind of taking off a little bit and trying to stretch out the zone. And I think, for a guy like me who's more of a puck moving defenseman, that's probably the biggest difference, just to get the puck up in the forward's hands as quickly as you can and just go north with the puck every time. And it's kind of a different, as an offensive defenseman, I think it's a little different how you create offense. It's more of jumping into the play, coming in as a fourth guy or as a fifth guy, and trying to create something like that instead of being in the rush with the puck. So I would say that's probably the main difference for me.
Hey, Roman, let's go back to this trip. Are you rooming with your brother tonight?
No, we got separate rooms.
Oh, thank God, right?
The dads and brothers, they like to go, after dinner, they like to go to a bar and stuff, so we don't want them to wake us up.
That's good. What's it like, though? I mean, I know you've done this trip so many years with the Predators, but now you're taking your dad on this, but your brother to experience all this. What's it going to be like for you? I'm sure he's been on trips before, but it's still got to be special, right?
Yeah, he's been on one trip before when my dad couldn't make it. But yeah, it's very special. I mean, I'm really tired of my brother. He used to play hockey too when he was younger, and it's just so much fun to share it with him. He's one of my biggest supporters, so to have him on this trip and just being able to see everything, the way we think day to day, and meeting some of the new teammates. The last trip he's been on is a long time ago. So those are such cool memories to share those with your dad and now with my brother. Those are some of the things you'll remember forever.
That's fantastic. And on the show, I tell your teammates when you guys come on the show, Chase asks all the really good questions. I ask the really dumb ones. Have you ever taken time to notice how many Roman Josi jerseys are around at the game last night, Roman? I mean, it was hundreds and hundreds of Roman Josi jerseys. Have you ever stopped to notice that? Not during a game, obviously, but just when you're out and about in the community.
Yeah, I mean, they don't wear them as much when there's no game, but
right.
I don't see that many Josi jerseys when I go to Whole Foods or something. But but I mean, it's pretty cool. Like, I see it at the rink and during games in the stands or whatever. You definitely see it a little bit, and it's just, I mean, it's so much fun. It's such an honor. Like, I've been here for so long, and Nashville's really become a home for me, and it's such an amazing community. And I think since day one, since I've been here, the fans and the people have been so supportive, and it's just, I feel like we have a really tight connection with our fans, and I think I'm not just saying that, it really feels like it. And I'm pretty honored that that many people buy my jersey, for sure.
Well, I'll be your eyes and ears, because last night in the pro shop, I mean, it was person after person after person buying a Roman Josi jersey, and you see a lot of them, but till you see them, take it off the rack, go and pay for it. It was something special. So I just wanted you to know that, Roman.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks for saying that.
Sure. Roman, how much easier has your job been as captain with the additions of Ryan O'Reilly and Gus Nyquist and even Ryan McDonough in his second year here and Colton Sissons kind of growing into a leadership role?
Yeah, it's been really easy, to be quite honest. I mean, those guys, like O'Reilly's been a captain. He won a cup as a captain. McDonough has been a captain for a long time. Sis has always been an unbelievable leader, and it feels like he's taking it to another level. And just having those guys come in, you see it with O'Reilly. He's new this year. It's his first year, but the way he comes to the rink, the way he prepares for games, the way he prepares for practice. I mean, he's the first guy out there 20 minutes before practice. He stays out there 20 minutes after practice. He's just one of those team first guys. Everything he does on the ice is for the benefit of the team, and to see that, not just for the young guys, for everyone else, is unbelievable. And those guys have a big voice in the room, and definitely makes my job very easy.
Well, Roman, best of luck with the remaining two before Christmas, and then enjoy the holiday with your family. Merry Christmas to you and the family, and we'll do this again soon.
Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Roman Josi, Predators captain, joining us here on the program. We always have a player join us on Wednesday mornings and appreciate him for jumping in.